price in America.
If you can fight in America,
prices are right in America.
If you're all white in America.
Well, this morning we go from the one-man Star Wars to one of the greatest musicals of all time. Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story, Leonard Bernstein, Stephen Sondheim, go down the list of the legendary names that brought this music to life, this production to life back in the late 50s, and has been running pretty much ever since. The latest, and I think one of the most dynamic productions, is currently on stage at the Paramount Theater in Aurora. Some of you may have heard my review earlier in the week, both on television and on Steve Cochran's show, where I gave this pretty much a Dean's List must-see. It's a really solid production, as always, at the Paramount Theater. They hold nothing back, and that's what they've done with this show. Taking a show that I'm guessing that, you know, that I probably have seen West Side Story. You know, if I've seen it once, I've seen it a dozen times through the years. And you wonder how you can get excited about a show that you've seen so many times, and I think that's the beauty of what happens here at the Paramount, where they have taken the show, they have breathed new life into it. You are taken by its relevance still, after all these years. I mean, this Romeo and Juliet story, this love story between the young Puerto Rican girl Maria, the young white guy in the neighborhood who falls in love with her, Tony, and you know, the battle between the Sharks and the Jets. And you know, it was interesting when I was driving out to the Paramount and listening to the news about gang wars and violence on the streets and many of the things that I didn't even really make the connection of what I was listening to on the news and what I was about to see on stage. And while it certainly has changed in intensity over the years, the lack of tolerance, people not being able to get along, the political dialogue that we are listening to in America of separation instead of inclusion is all very much alive still in West Side Story. It's a really relevant show and so well performed, especially by our two guests in studio this morning. Zoe Nadal plays Maria. Welcome, Zoe. Nice to have
Thanks.
You
Great to be here
with us. And also Will Script, who is Tony. Nice to have you here with
Thank
us.
Thank you very much.
As well. Did it strike you guys as well when you started? I mean, maybe you've been in other productions of West Side Story. I don't know too many people who, you know, were interested in theater and did high school productions and things that didn't do a West Side Story through the years. But, I mean, it really left me with a sense of poignancy of we have not come far at all, if anywhere, since the late 50s when this first came to the stage. Did it strike you guys the same way?
Yeah, I think so. There's such a great deal of violence in Chicago right now, and Jim, our wonderful director, Jim Cordy, sat down with us and really talked to us about how we could make this piece relevant today for everyone who, you know, it was different in the 1950s when it first came out, but really, like you said, how nothing really has changed and how these kids are just like the kids that are on the street. And, you know, someone mentioned in one of the reviews of our piece how wonderful it would be if all the kids in Chicago who are dealing with gang violence could come and see this show and experience this. And, you know, if we make a difference just by putting this piece on, by showing the world, hey, not much has changed, but what can we do about it?
Yeah.
You know, that's great for us.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you represent, you know, sort of the love aspect of all this. But Will, you know, as Tony, as one of the gang members, I mean, you're one of the guys in the street, mm-hmm. so, you know, and fighting the fight. And you were a little more tolerant than some of the others in this. But, you know, that sense of poignancy and what you must go through. I mean, you sort of have to put yourself in the place of that desperation that people are feeling in
Absolutely.
The streets, right?
Yeah, it's interesting because the show starts with, you see a young man who is looking to get out of it, but that's the beginning of the show. So you have to, approaching it, I had to understand all of the life that he had in the gang leading up to that point where he's at a breaking point and needs to find the next thing.
He realizes the senselessness of it.
Exactly, yeah. Discover what else is out there. So I had to kind of research and dive into what gang life is like, both in the 50s when the show is taking place, as well as today, because like you're saying, not a lot has changed. It's all incredibly violent and scary. It's so overwhelming to look at it. But I actually went through some fight training leading up to it, just to prepare myself for the role. I practiced boxing and sort of learned the physicality of a fighter,
right,
in order to have that in my body. So you see someone who has lived that life but is now moving on to the next thing throughout the progression of the show.
Right. And I want to paint an overly dour view of this. I mean, it is about two gangs that are fighting, and a guy who falls in love with a beautiful young woman, you know, whose worlds couldn't be any further apart. The show is about all of that. But, if only the gangs on the street would break into a big choreographed number. Right. You know, when it comes to that point of conflict, sure. You know, an amazing jazz, dance number breaks out. How great would that be? This is such an entertaining show for that reason. I cannot remember seeing sharper choreography and dance numbers.
It's incredible.
As this show. I mean, you all must have gone through amazing training for all of this. Have you?
Yeah, it's true. You know, Will and I don't get a chance to dance all that much in the piece. That's just not the way that it's constructed.
You're busy. You're a woman in love.
Oh, we are very busy.
We don't have time for dancing, young lady.
We don't. We do have, a couple of moments, but what our choreographer, William, has put together is just astounding. It's, you know, a more modern vocabulary of movement that really reflects the angst and the love and the fear and struggle that all of these kids are going through. And sometimes it's very pedestrian, sometimes it's beautiful, based in ballet and contemporary movement. And I think it's just, you know, not to discredit the wonderful choreography that Jerome Robbins created for the original, because he's one of the greatest choreographers of all time. But for this piece, what Jim and William talked about was, you know, how can we make it relevant today? And the movement, I think, really reflects that.
What's your favorite for you personally to do in the show? Can I guess and say I Feel Pretty?
It's a lot of fun.
Of the choreographed numbers.
Yes. I mean, that may be one of my favorites. I think that may be one of my favorite dance pieces that I get to do and kind of goof around and just kind of be free and move. And that the way that my costume that they've created for me just kind of moves with me. I feel gorgeous.
You and the other castmates in that are just fantastic. How about for you, Will?
It's so hard. This is a show that I've wanted to do forever, in so many different capacities, as all the roles are so great in the whole show. But I really think getting to sing Something's Coming, which is just one of my favorite songs of all time, is such a incredible opportunity, especially in that theater, which is so gorgeous and huge, and with our full orchestra. We have 19 pieces, full orchestration, and as a singer, you rarely get to have that support under you.
Like,
so
a huge orchestra like that
is just the most fulfilling, rewarding.
When I saw the show, I took a friend who had never been to the Paramount before, and she was about as blown away by the theater as what was happening on the stage. I mean, it's an experience to see that beautiful old restored theater, and the quality of work that everyone agrees is among the best that's in Chicago. I was also blown away by the choreography is. I mean, it's like red-hot Latin passion at times.
Mm-hmm.
It's ballet. It's like some of the most moving ballet you will ever see. It's this cool, stylized sort of 50s jazz kind of freeform, eclectic dancing as well.
And something I really love about it is they made a point to sort of refrain from people dancing in unison a lot. You never see the Jets and the Sharks doing the same movement vocabulary until the Somewhere Ballet, which is sort of this idealized world that Tony and Maria find in their dreams, where they can live in a place where there's no hate and there's only love. And that's the only moment where you see the full company dancing the same choreography.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so powerful, because then you take a scene like the dance at the gym, where everyone is doing their own thing, and it's very violent. And I think William, the choreographer, even said, I want you to feel like the men are using their women as weapons almost, mm-hmm. you know, to sort of show off to the other gangs and to intimidate the other gangs. And it's just such a smart approach to choreography that way.
Yeah. I'm lucky that I get to be on stage and watch that.
To actually watch it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is amazing. If you're a fan of dance, this is almost like going to a show where you get to see five or six dance companies performing different styles of dance. It's really quite amazing. And, of course, all the classic songs that are in them, including Tonight, that Tony and Maria sing together, which you guys are going to do for us in just a second. Take a quick break. Our Weekend Theater segment on WGN, the two stars of the Paramount's West Side Story, Will Scripp, Zoe Nadal, Tony and Maria. We'll hear more from them coming up next on WGN. It's the other thing about West Side Story. You can sing along with just about every song in the show. Can you hear audience members singing when you guys are on stage, singing along with you?
I have yet to have that experience.
I haven't either, but I've had friends say that people around them have definitely been singing along.
In the audience,
yes.
It was you know, just a kaleidoscope of voices around me, mine included, with you know, you think you're singing quietly or, you know, to yourself, and you know, you hear somebody next to you going, "There's a place for us." Like, really, you know, I'm glad it's not distracting you guys. It sure didn't seem like it. Our guests, Zoe Nadal, who plays Maria, Will Scripp, who is Tony in West Side Story. As you had mentioned, this is the largest orchestra that the Paramount has ever put together for a show. I think I also heard the largest ensemble also, right, for a show? It's pretty impressive when you see it. It's playing through April the 24th out at the Paramount in Aurora, the gorgeous Paramount Theater in Aurora. And the song Tonight is, you know, just one of the pivotal moments in this whole thing. If there's someone who has not seen this, what do we need to know about Tonight and what leads up to it just before you guys perform it?
So this is the moment Tony and Maria have met at this dance at the gym, or in our production in this settlement house. And Tony has been wandering around the streets of New York trying to find her, and he's yelling her name out into the night sky, and she appears on her balcony, and he asks her to come down and be with him, and she can't. And so he climbs up a ladder and meets her on the balcony, and they sing this song. You know, in the original Shakespeare, it's that very famous balcony scene of, you know, "Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou?" And it's this... it's their moment where they really kind of seal their fate, and they pronounce their love for each other.
Here they are, Zoe Nadal, Will Scripp, Tony, and Maria from West Side Story.
The only thing I see forever, in my eyes, in my words, and in everything I do, nothing else but you ever.
And there's nothing for me but Maria. Every sight that I see is Maria.
Tony, Tony.
Always you, every thought I'll ever know. Everywhere I go, you'll be you and me.
Tonight, tonight, it all began tonight. I saw you and the world went away. Tonight.
Just a world is a star.
And that is why this show is getting rave reviews from everybody. Wow. Wow, that's amazing. So great. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
For having us.
For coming in, for seeing on a day when you have to do two shows today, right?
Yeah, we sure do.
So hopefully they'll have some voice left for you at theater today, after they really sold it here this morning. Guys, thank you. That was amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Zoe Nadala's Maria Will script is Tony, the Paramount production of West Side Story. It's playing through April the 24th. And you can get tickets at ParamountAurora.com. And also their telephone number is 630-896-6666. Thanks, guys. Have a great day
today.
Thank you.